This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Guess who's back? Yeah, it's me. It's us. Big surprise, I know, because you hit play on the episode. But we're in Moore Park today, kind of out where we went to go see the horse dentist. Remember that show from a little while back? Well, we're going to see some more animals today, including this guy, whose name is Peaches.
Hi, Peaches.
Peachy, peachy, poo.
Yeah, he knows his name.
Peachy, peachy, poo.
And man, is he happy to be here.
Are you a dog? Good boy!
Not a dog, he's a cockatoo, and he is at a teaching zoo.
1, 2, 3,
woo! It's Do You Work Here, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. 5 more shows to round out this series. I've had fun. How about you? We've been so many places. I liked them all, but this one's super cool.
Yeah, I love it when people ask me what I do.
Mara Rodriguez, she's in charge around here.
And what I say is I'm an animal trainer and an advocate for the zoo field, especially the teaching zoo at Moore Park College.
And let's explain what that is while Peaches does his thing in the background.
This teaching zoo is unique in that it is a zoo school. So we have students that are enrolled in a major, specifically the animal care and training major here. They spend 2 years of their life getting hands-on experience with wild animals like the ones you hear behind us, and some of the wild kids that come on field trips here, visit the zoo. So what they're getting is just holistic experience.
And is this zookeeping, or is this conservation, or is this both?
Yeah, that's actually a great question, because I've been here for 34 years, and I used to hear back in the early 90s, I want to be a dolphin trainer. And then for a while, I want to train lions and tigers. And then it became, you know, I want to be a wildlife educator. Now, what a lot of people are saying is I want to work in conservation and wildlife conservation. But all of those things are connected, because whenever you have humans and animals together, you're making connections between the animal and the person, and you're creating a moment for appreciation.
We should probably talk about the bird, right?
Because
he's not going to stop.
Oh, Peach.
He's eating the microphone.
Peaches is a salmon-crested cockatoo because these salmon-colored feathers, these birds can live up to 80 years. And he screams constantly.
Absolutely. Peaches loves to get reactions. He is the most vocal of all of our parrots.
Yeah, these birds require a lot of attention.
But thankfully, he gets the attention here. And Peaches, like all the animals we're going to meet, is a rescue. Shout out to Andy here, who held on to him for us. See you, Peaches. What else do they have here? Take a look at the map. All sorts of birds, things with hooves, bunch of reptiles. I saw a coyote, and then we went to go see the lion.
Yeah, so that is Ira. He is our lion here at the Moore Park Zoo, and he is around 10 years old. His mother had like a surprise pregnancy, so they brought him here for us to learn.
This is Ashley, student here, really good student, got to have A's to work with the lion. And yeah, to answer your next question, kind of scary the first time.
I was so terrified being face to face with the lion, because it's still like a wild animal. But once you really get to do it like more and more and more often, you get used to it.
Good boy. Can you open? Good.
So, okay. He's still a wild animal. He's going to lunge at me no matter what, but I need to remain calm, show him that it's not going to terrify me anymore.
What does the lion eat? Nebraska. It's a meat mixture. That's what they call it, Nebraska. What did I notice most? The eyes. Something about being that close to the eyes.
He has taught me a lot being in this program.
And most of that has been about patience.
Yeah. So I have to read his behavior, really understand how he's feeling for the day, and then that's what I work off of. And it's not always about me. It's always about the lion. So yeah, he is the king of the campus after all.
You got a coworker like that? Yeah, not the day to go in there. Stay out. Not in a good mood. All right, one more stop. To a cat that's actually bigger than a lion. This place has got two of them.
Oh! How are you? Would you like some milk?
Can you believe this? We're feeding tigers. Mm-hmm. The milk's in little baby bottles.
Okay, this is a mess.
They don't seem to mind.
Not at all. You just met Neil and Karma. They are our tigers. They've both lived here since they were just a few months old. So we've had the privilege to watch them grow. And I think the biggest part of their story is them just finding each other. Neil was rescued from a home in the Hollywood Hills. He was part of the wildlife trafficking. So we got him. After about a month, we realized he needed another tiger to really just have the best life here. And so we put a call out, and within just a few weeks, we had a facility back east say that they would love to donate another young tiger. They happen to be 2 weeks apart in age. So that's Karma.
And they're about to move into a new exhibit. By the way, she's 300 pounds. He's about 375. And I cannot believe I was that close. How was I that close? Well, these two have been desensitized to most things. They've heard kids. They've heard cars, trucks, fire alarms, sirens.
And that's what animal training does for an animal.
Do we have a new friend here?
You know, I think the view of animal training has changed the last few years. A lot of people still imagine us, you know, lion tamers holding a chair and a whip. That's not what animal training is anymore. Most of the training we do here is medical husbandry. These animals are trained to present a limb for a blood draw, or to present the side of their chest up to the side of their enclosure for a chest x-ray. That is the type of training that's done in zoos now.
And that is why the alumni from this place are out in zoos, working on movie sets, and out in the field.
And yeah, I wake up and really count my blessings every single day. And you know what's interesting that people might find funny is I've been training tigers for 28 years. So sometimes for me, it's the school kid that comes here and is like jumping up and down because they've never seen a raccoon that makes me just as happy.
You know what I flipped for? This guy. Kookaburra. Laughing bird. They come from Australia. I'd never seen one. He was on my list of birds to see, so now I'm crossing it off. Hey, thanks for listening. Thanks to the LA Car Guy Family Dealerships. Thanks to the zoo at Moore Park College. We will be back for more of these to go.
There's milk. You dropped it. Is that a new friend? Huh? Yeah? Good boy.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.